Science and Technology. The Origin of Songbirds. The Sweet Taste of Success. Songbirds can detect sugar. That may explain their ubiquity.
Imagine a world without bird song. Yet this might have come about if it had not been for a genetic change that happened some 30 million years ago, at the beginning of the evolution of the Passeri, to give songbirds their proper name. Birds evolved from carnivorous dinosaurs called sauropods. Meat eaters need not detect sugar in the way that, say, fruit eaters do, and genetic analyses of modern birds suggest their theropod ancestor had lost the ability to taste sweetness. Today, however, many birds have sugar-rich diets of nectar or fruit, so perceiving things as sweet is a useful attribute. And research just published in Science by Toda Yasuka of Tokyo University and Maud Baldwin of the Max Planck Institute for Ornithology in Seewiesen, Germany, suggests songbirds can indeed perceive sweetness. This re-evolved ability may have been instrumental in their success. Since almost half the bird species now alive are passeri, that is no small matter. Vertebrates' taste receptor genes normally include three that encode proteins called T1R1, T1R2, and T1R3. The taste receptors themselves are formed from pairs of these proteins. Receptors for sweetness are a combination of T1R2 and T1R3. Birds, however, lack the gene for T1R2. Presumably it was lost by their theropod ancestors, which did not need it. Dr. Toda's and Dr. Baldwin's experiments have shown how this loss was reversed. The pair's first study, published in 2014, was on hummingbirds, which feed on nectar from flowers. It found that hummingbirds regained the ability to taste sugars by mutations in the genes for T1R1 and T1R3. The receptor formed by combining T1R1 and T1R3 normally detects umami, a savory flavor typical of meat. In hummingbirds, these mutations allow this receptor to detect sugars too. Dr. Toda and Dr. Baldwin therefore wondered whether that was also the case for songbirds.